The old green back, she ain't what she used to be.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Yesterday, the greenback hit a 15-month low. It's back up a bit this morning, still nearly $1.50 to the euro. Part of what's helping the dollar out today, Thailand, South Korea, Russia, and the Philippines have been buying up greenbacks by the billions to try and keep its value up. Why? Well, they're worried a weak dollar could wreak havoc on the fledgling global economic recovery. Among other things, a weak dollar makes foreign goods more expensive for U.S. shoppers, and American buying power makes up about a quarter of the global economy. As the value of the dollar has dropped, the value of gold has hit record highs, and now supplies are running low. Ambrose Evans-Pritchard is the international business editor at the Daily Telegraph in London. Ambrose, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Why do people like to buy up gold when the value of the dollar goes down?
Well, I think the dollar system has basically dominated the global economy since the Second World War. And that there is this feeling out there, you know, that we're in a kind of transition phase. America's, you know, lost its grip over the global monetary system, but nobody else has really stepped in to replace it. No currency can really be fully trusted. And so gold is the obvious kind of fallback option. And it's quite understandable.
So is there anything else that's been driving up the price of gold?
The other thing that people overlook is that the supply of gold from mines has just been falling and falling and falling. It's been dropping by about a million ounces a year. So effectively, we have peak gold. They can't find new sources of ore, despite huge efforts and money being poured into exploration.
It's interesting because I think we're so used to thinking in terms of currency that it's kind of almost a strange thing for us to think about, that there is actually a limited supply of gold. When you buy gold, you actually buy physical gold.
Well, that's right. I mean, the central banks, the big banks of Europe and other parts of the world, they've been selling it, preferring instead to buy U.S. treasuries and things like that. But that's rather proved to be a rather bad bargain, actually, for these governments. The thing is now is that the central banks, governments of the emerging economies, China, India, are buying gold. So the whole sort of dynamics of the market has changed.
What do you expect to see happen with gold as the supply declines and the demand increases?
Well, immediately, I mean, I think it's dependent on the dollar. I mean, if the dollar, you know, stabilizes and begins to recover, gold could sort of cool off a bit. But it may be that they can't find new sources of ore around the world. And if countries like China are accumulating massive reserves, are putting more and more of this into gold, I would say the price would, over time, just have to keep on going up. So we may see a step change to a sort of just a much higher sort of permanent level.
Ambrose Evans-Pritchard is the international business editor at the Daily Telegraph. Ambrose, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
The price of gold is down a bit this morning, about $1,115 an ounce. And kind of a mixed bag for the markets. In Asia, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1%. London's FTSE is up 0.3%. U.S. markets were up yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. And big news from Hewlett-Packard. The tech giant is buying 3Com for about $2.7 billion. 3Com makes networking hardware, and it's part of HP's latest push to expand its product line.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys, constantcontact.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Today, the Food and Drug Administration kicks off a two-day meeting on drug industry marketing on the internet. The FDA will consider developing rules for how drug companies can advertise online. And today, Novartis launches a campaign for a new version of its heartburn drug Prevacid. It's a crowded field, and Novartis is counting on an emotional pitch, as Joel Rose reports.
Novartis is betting $200 million it can make heartburn sufferers feel warm and fuzzy about Prevacid.
That's when I'd had it with frequent heartburn. That's when I got Prevacid 24-hour. And husband number two.
The ad campaign comes just as Prevacid goes on sale over the counter for the first time and at a higher price than most of its competitors. Novartis is hoping to make up in the mass market what it may lose in the prescription drug market as generic competitors move in. David Grandy is a health policy researcher at the University of Pennsylvania.
They probably are banking on the fact that they're going to be able to make that emotional appeal and make that connection to consumers and generate a level of business that they wouldn't be able to generate on the prescription market.
That's because insurance companies often push consumers to cheaper generics. When it comes to the over-the-counter market, consumers make their own decisions. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Executives from General Motors have been in Germany this week seeking state aid for the company's struggling European division. But as Stephen Beard reports, they're getting the cold shoulder instead.
Germany had offered $6 billion of aid if GM sold its European division to the Canadian parts maker Magna. Magna had promised to protect German jobs. But that deal is off. GM is keeping the company. And so, says the German government, the $6 billion is off the table too. GM is not getting any cash from the German taxpayer. But, says David Bailey of the Coventry Business School, GM can look elsewhere.
The danger here, actually, is that GM touts its business around European capital, saying, give us a subsidy and we'll keep production in your country, and engages in a divide-and-rule tactic.
He says half of GM's 50,000 European jobs are in Germany. The German government may have little choice but to cough up in the end. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The dollar may be weak these days, but apparently all it needs is an artist's touch. An Andy Warhol silk screen of 200 $1 bills just sold at auction for $43.8 million, which, you know, can buy a lot of furs. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.